Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, what do you call a smart Democrat? The answer is a former Democrat. Trump and Robert Kennedy would have been Democrats 30 years ago, and yet today they're Republicans. The same probably goes for Tulsi Gabbard. They also always say that unless you're a Democrat while younger, you don't have a heart. But if you're not a Republican when you're older, then you don't have a brain. So most women vote for the left, and what does that say about their intelligence level? Moving on, this woman's uncle sent a message in a family group asking for money, and she asked him where she could send him some. He said he didn't actually need it, and he was just posting it so that nobody in the family would be asking him for money. Bad move telling her, buddy. Because women can't keep a secret, and now everyone will know that you're trying to manipulate them. People said this is a brilliant move, but if he'd just taken her money and kept his mouth shut, it would have worked. Number 3, which way young women? Which of these two paths is the best to manipulate men with? Neither way, because 50% of men in Gen Z have gone their own way, and they don't want anything to do with women. The only choice for women is either to be a single mom or cat lady. Both choices in America have 50 plus body counts, and I'm calling BS on the one on the right, because where's the box wine at? Op next, this is back when yellow was yellow and black was black. Today you couldn't get away with this like they did 40 years ago, when we all fantasized about the pink Power Ranger. But when I first saw it, I thought to myself, look, it's like a live-action Voltron. Now two of the six here are dead. Which one do you think is next? The Green Ranger got wrecked through a divorce, so he ended up ending himself. Number 5, what do you do when you see these two when you get on an airplane? Do you think to yourself, oh my god, we're all gonna die? Then again, there's a chance they can't start the engines or reverse on the parking gates. But if they do somehow manage to get it off the ground, you'll ask them about the beeping, and they won't even hear it. Because it'll be the same damn frequency as those smoke detectors. Remember guys, they didn't do nothing. Moving on, may I present to you the horror show that is the new Snow White? Or should I say Snow Brown? At this point, I would have preferred that she was CGI generated too. But just look at all them downvotes. You know it's going to be a box office bomb. I can't wait for Ho White to flush her career down the toilet after attacking the fans with her woke words. Number 7, you know it wouldn't be a proper diversity festival without somebody getting stabbed. At a German one, 3 people were ended and 4 seriously injured, and the police are now searching for the suspect. I wonder why they won't mention the background of the suspect or show a picture of him. That's probably because he's a minority, because you know that if he was white, they would have put his name and face all over this article. Somehow the so-called far right will still be to blame. Up next is the face you make when you screw over the railway workers and then realize you need truckers. As I'm scripting this, I heard that it looks like the election will be called shortly in Canada, and it looks like Trudeau is going to finally get thrown out of office. He's wrecking the supply chain, messing with trucks and trains, and that just means higher prices for Canadians, which definitely won't help to get him reelected. Looks like you better run faster, Justin, because there looks to be a diverse truck driver behind you. Number 9, someone says, there's no fixing this woman. She doesn't shave her pits, she shoplifts, and has outstanding warrants in Ohio, Minnesota, and California. Remember guys, you can't fix women. All you can do is raise them right, and even then they go off to high school and especially college, and you don't know if she'll come out an indoctrinated Wookiee on the other side. I've tried fixing them, it doesn't work. You're better off fixing your own life and retiring early. Moving on, it looks like Sydney Sweeney is being considered for the role of Black Cat in Spider-Man 4. The resemblance is uncanny. You know this would sell a ton of tickets, and it's pretty good that we finally get Zendaya out of the picture. Sweeney has a below-average face, but it's better than Zendaya's, and she would make a much better love interest. Maybe Spider-Man No Way Home was the perfect way to get rid of her. What will Spider-Man 4 be called? Number 11, the left would have you believe that inflation is due to greedy price gouging from corporations. What they don't mention is that it has to do with government money printing. Remember, everyone, that if Kamala gets in and imposes price controls, that means bread lines. But it doesn't matter which party gets in, the money printing has to continue. The only way to fix this is for yourself to get Bitcoin. Society in general is pooched. Up next, this progressive Belgian poet said that people must accept that PDF files reside in each of us. And they, them, I'm not sure if it's a he or a she, says it's dangerous to demonize or silence those PDF files. Sure, I'll accept this once this individual accepts that a wood chipper resides in all of us as well. No one should be surprised by this. This is where the wokesters have always been trying to take us. Number 13, some guy says don't forget to feed your girlfriend every couple of hours or it gets cranky. Some woman pipes in asking, it, don't you mean she? Leo the Legend pipes in and says, seems like someone forgot to feed this one. The comment sounds like it's verging on sexism, but seriously, never treat a lady like an object. It hates that. Moving on, the Biden-Harris Department of Energy has an official calling for the querying of nuclear weapons. I got a really bad feeling about this. Meanwhile, in the UK, they'll probably hand over the nuclear codes to Islamists in coming decades. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? I've had a precognitive dream about the best place to survive a nuclear holocaust, and it would be in the mountains of Idaho in hydroelectric plants. Number 15, what's the message you get from seeing all of those famous singers dressed up like the devil? I think they're telling you that they sold their souls for fame and fortune. When they show you who they are, you better believe them. Even the Musk appears to have taken part in this sort of trend. Is this a fashion or passion statement? Will he be the first American emperor if there's some kind of calamity? Up next, a boy at the museum broke a 3,500-year-old jar. Do you think his parents should pay for it? I think the museum is at fault for making it so easily accessible. Museums need to put things in cases out of reach of kids. But seriously, children breaking things shows a complete lack of respect, and it's more common these days because parents are overindulgent and they don't discipline or punish them adequately for this sort of behavior. Number 17, this woman asks, why is it that men no longer want to chase women? Well, that's because we know the truth about their nature now, and she knows this. Women like her act smart when it's convenient, and they act dumb like she does now when it's convenient as well. Plus, it's hilarious that we would chase women now that you can't catch women when there's no-fault divorce. How can you catch a woman if she's not your girl and it's just your turn? Moving on, is women telling other women it's okay to be obese just a way to keep away the competition? Of course it is. It's about handicapping the competitors and weighing them down, literally. But many hotties aren't aware of the fatties having their revenge by blocking the chance from getting to the hotties. There is no sisterhood, only cooch competition. But women supporting fatties in some ways is like an alcoholic supporting somebody that's drinking. Number 19, here's how I imagined evil as a child versus how it actually looks. There she is, the Wicked Witch of West Philadelphia, and also crazier than a bag of cats. No one would have ever cared about her if she wasn't with Will Simp. I was expecting George Soros or Klaus Schwab, but I guess she'll do. In other news, Jada reveals that she's been Tupac this entire time. Up next, this teenager gets in trouble for waving an English flag near the New Yorkshire Islamic Center. But if he waved an ISIS flag, he would have been free. The only solution is to leave the West for Eastern Europe, perhaps Dubai or Asia, and watch as the migrants wonder about who's going to work for their benefits. Once the welfare payments stop and the quality of life falls, the migrants will lose their minds and start looting and burning the West. Number 21, here we have another one of those teachers graping a 12-year-old. Bribing him with money and expensive gifts to keep him quiet. When you have a lack of masculinity in your culture, then you see an explosion in toxic femininity. Women have become the monsters they say they used to hate. At least this time they use the term grape instead of the usual had sex with. She's a two at best, so of course she has to go for much younger. Moving on, it looks like boomers are going to be buying plane tickets to Brazil. Because if you get a bite from this spider, you get an erection that lasts up to 4 hours. Scientists are studying the venom to see if they can create the compound from this thing to treat erectile dysfunction. Maybe they should call it getting the Spider-Man boner. And they said that Spider-Man wasn't based on reality. One bite from this thing, and you're a superhero in the bedroom. Number 23, this former female soccer star in America finally leaves saying, There's no such thing as respect there. She looks like a discount Eminem. And these days, Eminem looks like a discount version of his younger self. Maybe she left for Spain to hang out with another shamed American, Heather Turd. Maybe they should start a cat lady community farm for women that were shamed out of the USA. Up next, this woman was on the Whatever podcast saying that she likes fit, built guys that are healthy and muscular. But not quite as much as she likes pizza, I see. But such guys usually like fit, thin women. Why do women set standards for men that they can't achieve for themselves? From the looks of things, you're not going to see her at the gym. When she says those words, this is all I see. Number 25, we have Molly and Tortellina. Which one would you pick? The DJ with the PhD on the right makes almost $1 million a year, while the woman on the left probably isn't even real. Does anyone really believe that she doesn't have any ex-boyfriends? Good luck to Molly. She's not going to find a man that makes more money than her, and her standards are not going to be met. I also think the woman on the left has had a mile of schlong run through her as well. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.